For today's Geo Quiz, go fly a kite. We're looking for a city in India today where kite flying is a cherished tradition. It's the largest city in the state of Gujarat on the banks of the Sabarmati River. It's also one of the world's fastest growing cities. The population is 4 million and rising. That makes for a lot of kites during the city's annual kite festival. Millions of colorful kites fly from rooftops throughout the city.
And you can imagine when you see any direction, it's absolutely just lush just seeing all these kites around. It was just everybody, rich or poor, Hindu or Muslim, everyone looking up at the sky with such wonder.
And it inspired a film called Patong that's just made its U.S. premiere in New York. We'll talk with the director later in the show, but first, try to come up with the name of the city in western India that goes crazy for kites. This is The World. I'm Katie Clark.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. We've got our eyes on a new film called Patong that just had its U.S. premiere. Patong means kite in Hindi, and the film is set in the city of western India that we asked you about in our geo quiz today. Prashant Bhargava directed this film. He's at home in Brooklyn, and congratulations first on the premiere last night at the Tribeca Film Festival. Can you tell us where the film is set?
The film is set in Ahmedabad, and it's the seventh or eighth largest city in India. And there's two parts of the city. There's an old city and the new city. The new city is full of the malls and the Nike stores and all of that. And the old city is a place that is very much run by a sense of faith. It's a city that's endured a lot of religious violence. And I'm always touched by their resilience and the sense of pride and happiness in the way that they move forward. And the architecture is very beautiful and a different way of life.
And that's where you chose to locate the film. What's the tie with the kite festival and Ahmedabad, which is, we've heard it pronounced all three ways?
The kite festival takes place on January 14th, and it's absolutely a spectacle when you go to Ahmedabad. They fly a million kites. Everyone's on their rooftop. So they're made of paper and bamboo, and you can imagine when you see any direction, it's absolutely just lush just seeing all these kites around. And so when I went there 6 or 7 years ago and I had this small idea about doing a film about the kite festival and I saw Ahmedabad, I just had to make the film there. It was just everybody, rich or poor, Hindu or Muslim, everyone looking up at the sky with such wonder. And for me, kites are very much like a meditation. Regardless of who you are, when you fly a kite, the thoughts and doubts that you have are forgotten. And it's almost like sending a message to God.
Sending a message to God meaning what?
You're flying a kite and you're trying to get it as high as possible and cut each other's kite to get closer and closer, and in that meaning, you know.
And when you say cut each other's kite, how do they cut them?
The string is they take ground glass and chemicals and some egg and they mix it, and then they coat the string with this ground glass. And it's kind of, when my dad's time, when they would do it, they would crush light bulbs and old soda bottles, and they would put it on the string so the string is sharp. And when you're flying the kites, you actually get your hands cut yourself.
Holy smokes. This is like, I was thinking it was a good kind of recycling at first, but now it's sort of brutal.
Yeah, it's like going to war and you feel very proud of the wounds that you have. So when you have two strings up there, you're trying to slice your opponent's string or your neighbor's string, and there are a lot of techniques. One is to let the kite just be carried with the wind with a lot of speed, and so if someone tries to cut you, you'll cut them. Another way is like you let the string go slack, so no one can cut you at that moment. And then the most artful way is the guys who can really dive the kite downward and pull very, very fast. And with that velocity, they can cut kites.
And the idea is to what, be the last kite suspended?
No, there are a million kites in the air, so there's no way you're going to be the last one. They fly very late into the night. But as any sport, like I enjoy golf or something like that, and when you hit a couple good shots or you cut a number of kites, it's just inside you. You go home dreaming about it. So there's a certain zone you get. And as an individual, you're just trying to cut as many kites as you can.
One of the beautiful things about the film is that it's taken from above and it's taken from below. And some of the shots are taken with a Super 8 camera that's supposedly being taken by, the shots being taken by one of the characters.
One of the characters, Priya, returns with her father to Ahmedabad, and it's the first time that she's visiting after a couple years, and she really enjoys taking footage. And that was very much inspired by my research footage and shooting myself. So, for example, Priya finds a local boy flying kites really well, and he hasn't kissed a girl on screen, off screen. So we get his first kiss on screen in the film. So the film is How Celebration Heals. It's a family trauma that takes place during this Kite Festival. It's just one festival. Like, we don't have something like this in the West where just everybody is celebrating. There's no alcohol. Just everyone's up on their rooftops, and they're just celebrating flying kites. And there's such joy in people's eyes, you know?
Congratulations on the film, Prashant Bhargava. His film, The Kite, Patang, is now at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York through April 29th. It's about family and India's largest kite festival in Ahmedabad. The answer to our geo quiz today in India. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.